How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into our broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study here in John chapter 21, verse number 20. The Lord Jesus is dealing with Peter, and he's doing it for the other disciples, so in a sense he's dealing with them too. Peter's the toughest nut to crack, if you will, and from the human standpoint, of course, not too hard for the Lord. The Lord deals with him about his love for him, and that's in contrast to the Lord's love for Peter. And the Lord asks Peter if he loves him more than the things of life, more than the friends that he has. Peter is not totally willing to commit himself, and that he says, yeah, we're good friends. The Lord gives him directives, said, feed my lambs. The Lord asks him again the second time, do you love me? Self-sacrificing love like I have for you, Peter. And then Peter says, well, yeah, we're good friends, Father, Lord. And the Lord tells him, well, you feed my sheep. And then the Lord says to him the third time, and Peter was grieved at this. The Lord said, we're good friends, right, Peter? And Peter was grieved at that. It's okay for the Lord to love, but we're not really willing to love ourselves, are we? And the Lord says unto him, feed my sheep. Tells him how he's going to die, that he's going to be crucified for the Lord's sake. I believe that's the case. The Lord says to him, follow me. He said, follow me. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Follow me. You're going to give your life as a witness and testimony for me, and you need to follow me. Feed, feed, feed. Give your life for me. Follow me. That's what he says to Peter. And then Peter has got the same problem that we have. We're always worried about the other guy, what the other guy has, what the other guy can do, what the other guy doesn't do. And you know, it would do us well, it would do me well and you well, if we just got our eyes off of everybody else and put them on the Lord. Because that's what the Lord's telling Peter. Don't worry about everybody else. You don't have to worry about or be concerned about anybody else. Listen to what Peter says. The Lord has told him to feed his lambs, feed his sheep, feed his sheep. Told him that he's going to give his life for the sake of the Lord and witness and testimony of the Lord. And the Lord says, follow me. And then Peter, verse number 20, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, and that's John, who's writing this gospel, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? John had been there in the upper room, and or the Lord observed the Passover and the Lord's Supper, instituted the Lord's Supper with his church there, and had asked him, who is the one that will betray you? The Lord had said that there was one in their midst that would betray him. And so Peter indicates to John, he says, Peter seeing him, verse 21, saith to Jesus, Lord, what shall this man do? What about John? What's John going to do? See, rather than Peter being focused on himself and what he's called to do in the Lord, he's concerned about John. He's worried about the other guy. Is John going to get off easy? Is John going to have it harder than me? If John has it harder than me, then I'll feel better. Make John responsible too. Why didn't John have to feed any of the lambs and the sheep? There's so many things that we come up with rather than just listening and understanding our reward is from the Lord. It's not from any other man or woman on this earth, but our reward is from the Lord. And we need to keep our focus upon the Lord. And I do need to do that. And you that are under the hearing of my voice and saved need to do that. And that's what all of us are to do. We're to follow what the Lord says, to hear him and believe him, trust him in what he says. And in the sense about what we've been called to do or what we may have to suffer or what we may have to go through, we're not to worry about the other guy. We're to keep our eyes fastened upon the Lord. The Lord said, feed lambs, feed sheep, feed sheep. You're going to give your life for me in a way that you wouldn't want to, a way you wouldn't want to go. And he says, follow me. Peter asks, well, what about John? What are you going to have this man do? Verse 22. Jesus saith unto him, and remember, this is just not the Lord and Peter by himself. John heard it. The other five disciples, they heard it too. And so it's a lesson to us all. Jesus saith unto him, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Peter, if I say that he's going to live till I come back, what is that to you? See, the Lord Jesus Christ is that. He's the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, and we have such a we have such a conflict when trial and temptation comes upon us and we say, why me? Well, the question really is, why not me? I don't deserve any better. How am I better than any other? How are you better than any other? We may think so, but the blessings of the Lord for we, the Lord's people, and we that are saved are great, and just the salvation of our soul, that has been given to us freely. And should I complain about other things that come along? I do. But do you? Should we complain, having received such great blessings at the hand of the Lord? If I will that he tarry till I come, that the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And so the focus needs to be always on the Lord Jesus Christ, not on one another. The Lord blesses my brother or my sister with great abundance and blessing of health and such as that. What is that to me? I need to praise the Lord for it. I need to rejoice with them about it. But I need to have no expectation of it. And I don't need to begrudge them that. And if that's what the Lord does for them, then great. If the Lord gives to my brother and sister to suffer, I should be compassionate and caring towards them, knowing that that's the Lord's touch and hand and call upon them and be a help to them. But that's the Lord's business with them. And whatever the Lord calls me and you to do, as his children, if you're here, if you're under the hearing of my voice and saved, we need to follow him. Follow thou me. Well, there was a great controversy. You understand in verse number 22 that the Lord said, if. It's not that the Lord said John would live till he comes back, but there was a great controversy stirred. John writes about it in verse number 23. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren that disciple should not die. No, the Lord didn't say that. He didn't say that he wouldn't die. He said if it be that he doesn't die, and he's here, he tarries until he waits till I come back, what is that to thee, Peter? If the Lord would do that, what's it to Peter? Because Peter has been given his directive from the Lord. We are a witness and a help and encouragement one another in life and in service, in our walk with the Lord, a witness, a help, and an encouragement. But our calling is totally, our calling in a sense is independent one from another. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, I'm going to go ahead and just bring this in here. In Galatians chapter 6, it's the apostles closing out this epistle to those churches in Asia Minor. He writes in verse number 1 of Galatians 6, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. And so there's a spiritual way to restore our fallen brothers and sisters. There's a way to deal with them in the truth, in a way that we are to deal with those that are sinful and wayward in the church. Or there's, and this is talking about a fault. It's talking about sin entering in and public sin that's known by the community and those round about. We can be overtaken with that. That can come upon any of us. He says we need to consider ourselves because we can also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. So we are to bear one another's burdens. But listen to this. For if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. It's not all about me. It's about the Lord Jesus. It's not all about you. It's about the Lord Jesus. Listen to this. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not another. For every man shall bear his own burden. We have our own calling, and we do bear one another's burdens, but the calling of the Lord in particular upon me has nothing to do with the Lord's calling upon another brother and sister in Christ. We are to support one another and be a help one to another. We're not to grudge one another or be envious of the Lord's good blessing. And so much of that is relative to our skin, our human existence, our flesh, isn't it? We judge things to be good or we judge things to be evil by its impact upon our flesh, and we need to understand the big picture of the Lord in that, and I do too, and you need to too. It's that way. It said, let every man prove his own work, Galatians 6:4, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. And so, as we have teachers in the Lord, let us communicate to them that we get it and that we're encouraged by the truth of God's word and the teaching that they give to us. Let us distribute. That word communicate is talking about distribution. And there's teaching that go with on, and then there's teaching that goes on, and then there's teaching that we need to send on too. We teach very much by what we do. It goes on to say, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So to the flesh, you're going to reap of the flesh corruption. You sow the Spirit. And in this context, what we're looking at here about Peter, don't worry about the other guy, but be concerned about what the Lord has given you to do and the command of the Word of God to you. And certainly, as you and I do that, we'll be blessed of the Lord. Our walk is with the Lord. Yes, we do walk with one with another, but we can't walk well one with another if we don't walk well with our Lord. And may we walk with our Lord. And so the Lord says, if I will that he does some uncommon thing, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Back in John 21:22. Then this saying went about that John shouldn't die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, there in verse 23 in the latter part, he shall not die. But if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? And so a misunderstanding that even John had to correct in his gospel. And it goes on to say here, this is the disciple which testifieth of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true. I've told you the truth, John says. And there are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written every one, John says, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. I want to remind you of two verses, and we'll close for this time. In John 20, verse number 30, this epistle of John, this gospel of John, rather, that is written, it says in John 20, 30, and many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. And John says, if they were all written, the world couldn't contain them. Listen, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, the Son of God, sent from God to be so, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Are you a sinner? You need a Savior, and Jesus Christ is the one. Repent of your sins before God and believe in the gospel and the Lord Jesus Christ and his gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection, for the salvation of your soul. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.